Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Social media company Facebook has removed all Australian publishers and users that share Australian and international news content. People in Australia can no longer see news content from Australian media organisations. This is a response to the federal government's proposed law to make social media companies pay for news content. This is also known as the News Media Bargaining Code. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher told 2GB Radio the government will not change its mind.
There are already questions about the credibility of information and sources on the Facebook platform, and the decision they're taking, it would seem, is that what they want to do is remove authoritative and credible news sources from the platform. They're effectively saying to Australians, if you're looking for reliable news, Facebook is not the place to look for it.
Facebook says it's working on unblocking pages that are emergency services such as the Bureau of Meteorology, health departments, and some women's legal services. Labor's communications spokeswoman, Michelle Rowland, says the federal government needs to fix the situation so that everyone knows what is going on.
The fact that SBS, for example, has invested considerable effort in ensuring that in-language accurate information is made available in relation to COVID, it is very disappointing to see that this has happened, and it is damaging to Australian consumers.
Victoria has recorded no new local COVID-19 cases. There is one infection in hotel quarantine. However, Health Minister Martin Foley says he expects new COVID-19 cases in the near future.
We may well see over the course of coming days potential positives as our close contacts of a number of cases continue to isolate. And we don't rule those out, but if we do see those, it is likely to be in the personal close contacts of family members, of people that they share households with, who have been isolating and quarantining.
Labor says it wants to force Defence Minister Linda Reynolds to give a 15-minute statement to the Senate today about the sexual assault allegations in Parliament House. Brittany Higgins, who worked for the Liberal Party, says she was raped in Ms. Reynolds' office in Parliament House in 2019. Prime Minister Scott Morrison wrote a letter to Labor leader Anthony Albanese asking him to support a review into the Parliament workplace. Greens leader Adam Bandt says he needs to do more.
There has to be an independent investigation into who knew what and when within the Prime Minister's office and within the government. It is not good enough to have an investigation being conducted by the Prime Minister's own department. There must be an independent, arm's length investigation about who knew what when, because at the moment, the stories don't add up.
Medical authorities say they're concerned about people not wanting to take the COVID-19 vaccine in Australia. Vaccination will begin in Australia next week. A survey by the health department found most people are happy to take the vaccine. 27% said they weren't sure. Only 9% said they would refuse to take it. Australia's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, says he is worried about people who don't want to take the vaccine because it could be more dangerous for everyone else.
Please, when your turn comes, line up and get it, because these vaccines will save lives. They work, they're safe, and they're coming very soon.
You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.